This is Eunoia for Tuesday, spoken by Elswith. Our series this week is looking at different types of submissives. You're welcome to imagine yourself in that role or simply witnessing someone else. I will say that each of these roles could be achieved or made better by a bit of clever hypnosis and a lot of willingness. I think if you meditate on that a little bit, it wouldn't be hard for you to come up with all kinds of ways for that to happen. So for today, the focus is on the sissy maid. Now, not every sissy needs to be a maid, and not every maid needs to be a sissy, but sometimes that over-the-top outfit, the layer after layer after layer of petticoats that are not even close enough to hide the top of stockings, going down long legs into tall heels. A perky smile, well done hair. I usually imagine it curly. Maybe I need to expand upon that one a little bit more. I'm open to hair color choices, though, I will say that. Perfume. And a soft voice. And a really good knack for detail, because I will tell you, if I am entertaining a sissy maid in my home, it's not just for fun and games. Oh no. I actually do expect those windows to sparkle and the bed to be made, and if, honestly, when it comes time for inspection, they leave something undone as an unspoken excuse between the two of us for them to be over my lap with that already short skirt pushed up higher. I am okay with